The mayor took a tour around the six shiny state-of-the-art schools at the Robert F. Kennedy Complex. He wasn't visiting for any special performance or opening, but to remind the public of education accomplishments during his term. The visit came after his State of the City address last night, where Villaraigosa emphasized his commitment to school reform. LAUSD Board President Monica Garcia guided the mayor around.
Mr. Mayor, what is great about that auditorium, if you can lift the back and it seats out to where we walk down.
That's just one of the incredible features of this new public school complex, just finished last year. It's known to some as the Taj Mahal of public schools. It cost $580 million to build, making it the most expensive public school in the nation. Chuck Flores is the principal of New Open World Academy, one of the six pilot schools at RFK.
I mean, you know, the cost of the campus, I mean, that's been in the news forever. But I think it's really providing an opportunity for kids who have been disenfranchised for so long.
Flores is referring in part to the fact that for years, the district bused students out of the area to other schools. Now, if you live in a 9-block radius, you can attend school here. Flores says the school's amenities, like its beautiful library, create a better learning environment for students. Oscar Yamarillo used to attend LA High School. Now he's part of the Ambassador School of Global Leadership at RFK.
I know I love being like an ambassador, so that we can all like become like global citizens like around the world.
The mayor also referenced our globalized world.
There is no more important issue for a city if we want to be competitive in a world economy than to be educating the future generation.
But with six schools costing $500 million and a $350 million deficit remaining, the city may not be able to build new schools like those at RFK anytime soon. Emily Frost, Annenberg Radio News.